Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing after the breakup storm. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing after the breakup storm. So you would have noticed that the background music is back, and that's because more people have said they are in favour of it rather than having no music. I appreciate there are some of you who don't like the music, and I will continue to monitor feedback. There is a free to vote poll on my Patreon with the link in description. So after a breakup, you are going to be in a bit of a bewildering state. You're going to be in shock. You're going to be trying to recover from all of the fireworks, all of the explosions, and all of the devastation to what has happened to your life almost. You know, in particular, if you are the dumpee, if you've been dumped, then it's going to feel like that the rug has been pulled from beneath you. Out of nowhere, this relationship has ended and you just don't know what to do next. You know, it feels a very rocky period in your life. There's all of this kind of turmoil going off from all aspects. But what happens when the breakup starts to settle down, when things start to become a little calmer because the breakup has now been maybe a few weeks ago and you're just now trying to, it's almost like there's been an apocalypse and you've kind of just come back outside and you're looking around and it feels like there's devastation everywhere within your life, but you know, everything is now kind of calm, there's no arguing, you're not hearing anything from your ex even if you're hoping you would be. And everything just feels calm and still. And what makes things even worse for you in some respects is that everybody else's life is just going on as normal. It's just another day of the week for everybody else. Whereas you're thinking, look, my life has been rocked by this breakup. You know, I'm going through this breakup storm. I don't know what to do. And now everything just feels kind of calm and everybody's getting on with their life. You know, you might be thinking that your friends no longer want to listen to you speaking about it after a few weeks. Even if they're being very caring and supportive, you might start to think, look, you know, I've asked them the same question 20 times, which is something very natural that all dumpees do. And you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't know what to be doing. Okay, so this podcast is about after the breakup storm. It is about the calm that comes after the breakup. And it is when things start to settle down a little bit within your life, within your world, but everything else around it feels destroyed. So what do you do? Well, firstly, it is very, very important to make sure you're looking after your mental health and yourself in general. So please make sure that you get in contact with a doctor or you get in contact with a counsellor if you are feeling particularly depressed. So it's of course natural to be feeling very low and very sad and very upset, but if you think this is heading into a depression, then please make sure you seek professional advice, because as much as it's good to speak to people that you know, your friends and your family, and bear in mind, I do suggest talk and talk some more to your friends, family, doctors, counsellors, everybody who will speak with you. Even though that is the right thing to do, you know, you might find that your friends or your family start to have a little less time to listen to you speak. And that's because that as a dumpee, when you're going through grief, you do need to kind of go over it over and over again until your mind can make sense of it. And when you are not in the situation, when you are the friend or the family member and you're listening to the same thing over and over again, you can start to think to yourself, you know, I don't know what else to say, you know, and it's a natural thing from their perspective to probably have a little less time for you on that. And, you know, you shouldn't think any less of them. I'm sure that they put in the hours listening to you and being there for you. And in a crisis, I'm sure they would be there for you. But it is important to seek other opportunities to try to get rid of that pain, get rid of that stress that is building up in your mind through the grief. And that is where you can really find help, speaking with a doctor, speaking with a counsellor, and making sure that you are taking care of your mental health. It is also important to look after the other aspects of yourself, and that is your general health. You know, people normally go in one or two directions. They normally feel like they can't eat, or that they eat too much all of a sudden. You know, you're binge eating. You need to be trying to make sure that you are having a healthy diet as soon as possible. It's easy for me to say, you know, because it is very difficult in that position. But if you're somebody who's struggling to eat anything, then just make sure you're eating, okay? In the first few days, even if it's just your favorite fast food, okay? It's not the healthiest thing, but just make sure you're eating something. But you do need to make sure that as soon as possible you are moving into a healthy diet once more. And if you're eating too much, then again, try to make sure that you move back to a healthy diet as soon as possible. In both of these instances, going on a walk can be very beneficial. In general, fitness is very beneficial because it can release endorphins into your body, which will naturally make you feel a little bit better anyway, but also it will maintain your health and fitness. In particular, if you're eating too much, it will obviously help with your weight gain if you're doing exercise. And if you're feeling like you can't eat at all, then just going for a walk is going to help with the endorphins. It's going to help you feel like you're kind of just moving forward a little tiny bit, and it might build up you a little bit of an appetite. In particular, it is great if you can go out during the day where there's going to be a little bit of sunlight. I know that wherever you live in the world, it might possibly be winter, but if you can go out during the day, it doesn't have to be the hottest sun ever. And you know, you have to use your common sense. If it is really hot sun, then please make sure, you know, you're taking precautions on that. But it is important to just let the sunlight touch your skin. You know, natural sunlight is a fantastic source of vitamin D. A lot of people have vitamin D deficiencies, and vitamin D can really help you feel better. It can battle against depression. It's very important to get your vitamin D via a supplement if you don't think you're going to get it naturally enough. But I do suggest going on a walk during the day, making sure the endorphins are going through your body through exercise, and also getting that natural vitamin D. It's a great combination to do. Also, when you're trying to eat, make sure you're eating healthily, make sure you're getting your vitamin C and other positive things. You know, you can look online, you can find out what is good for you and what is important in your diet. Just make sure you're eating healthy as soon as you can so that you are looking after your mind and your body. So the next important thing to do after a breakup, and when the calm starts to come, is you need to forgive yourself. And forgiving yourself can be one of the hardest things to do. I know from experience, you know, it can be very difficult. It took me probably a couple of years to forgive myself for a breakup I had a number of years ago. And that wasn't because I did anything particularly bad. I just didn't do what I should have done in the relationship. You know, I wasn't the person that I should have been. And it was that breakup that kind of put me on track to become a relationship coach, because it gave me the passion and drive to try to help other people. So I know how hard it is to forgive yourself. And it depends, of course, what you've done. You know, in my instance, I didn't cheat on anybody. Now, if you did cheat on somebody, then that might take you a little bit longer to try to forgive yourself for. You know, in my instance, I just wasn't kind of hitting the levels I should have hit within the relationship. I wasn't matching the sexual polarity that was necessary. But I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here talking about myself. Everybody is different. But whatever it is, whatever the reason is the breakup happened, if you're the dumpy, you are likely to blame yourself. And you do need to make sure that you forgive yourself. As I said, in my example, it literally took years to forgive myself. So I'm not preaching to you and saying you need to forgive yourself within a few days. Hopefully you'll be able to forgive yourself quicker than I did, you know, because mine was a couple of years, but I didn't have anybody trying to give you the insight that I'm giving you now. So hopefully that will help you along. You're not going to gain anything from kind of holding on to the guilt. You know, what's done is done. Whether you behaved badly one way or behaved badly in the other way, or whether you just didn't do enough, or whether you did too much of something and not enough of something else, whatever it was, whether you behaved like a cold fish, whether you was a bit needy, or whether you did something a lot worse than that, ultimately it's done now. The relationship is over, the breakup has happened, and you need to forgive yourself. Because if you can't forgive yourself, how could anybody love you? You know, whether it's your ex, whether it's somebody else, if you are not your biggest fan, if you're somebody who kind of hates yourself, then why would anybody love you? You know, you need to make sure you're loving yourself. And that is not being arrogant or anything. It's just making sure you get to that point where you've forgiven yourself. You know you've probably made mistakes, but you can move forward. You know, your ex has made mistakes as well. I'm sure of that. Even if they dumped you, they would also have made mistakes. They're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. So make sure you push forward with your life. Make sure you're doing positive things. Make sure you're a better person tomorrow than you are today. And you're a better person today than you were yesterday in whatever aspect of your life you want to push forward with on each particular day. Just go through that self-improvement. Strive to be the best version of yourself you can. And then that's all you can do. You know, all we can be is the best we possibly can. We can't be any more. And we just need to keep striving for it. Don't be weighed down by guilt of what has happened. You've made mistakes, no doubt, just as your ex did. Your ex ended the relationship, and you're in this position now where you can't move forward until you forgive yourself. So do your best to accept what's happened and realize you won't make that mistake again, and that from now on, you're going to be a better person. Because after the breakup storm, you will see the calm. You'll notice how things are settling down. You now need to forgive yourself. You now need to look after yourself. And then you can move forward with positivity into a brighter future.